progress.
Call to order the meeting of the Papillion NRD board member meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll have the oath of office administered by Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell. So for the following folks, Danny Bagley, Patrick Bennett, Larry Bradley, Phil Davidson, Ted Japp, Rich Caesar, please stand. I assume where they're at? Or
yeah, please stand where you're at and raise your right hand. I state your name. Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear the true faith.
I will bear the true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
And without mental reservation.
Without mental reservation.
Or for purposes of evasion.
Or for purposes of evasion.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially perform the duties.
And impartially perform the duties.
Of the office of director.
Of the office of director.
Of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District.
Of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
And I do further swear.
I do further swear.
That I do not advocate.
That I do not advocate.
Nor am I a member.
Nor am I a member.
Of any political party or organization.
Of any political party or organization.
That advocates the overthrow of the government.
That advocates the overthrow of the government.
Of the United States or of this state.
Of the United States or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
And that during such time.
And that during such time.
As I am in this position.
As I am in this position.
I will not advocate nor become a member.
I will not advocate nor become a member.
Of any political party or organization.
Of any political party or organization.
That advocates the overthrow of the government.
That advocates the overthrow of the government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Or of this state by force or violence.
Or of this state by force or violence.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, directors. For the directors who just got sworn in, will you please sign the document, and then either Gene or I will go around and gather it. Oh. Thank you.
And we're not going to go forward until they sign. I'm just kidding. But before we go forward, I have to comment. First of all, thank you guys and gals. No, guys, you, for your efforts, and look forward to a wonderful board. But Rich Teaser, I think this is your eighth time being sworn in. I could be wrong, one or two. I mean, and Director Rich Teaser, going back to the 80s, I'm not sure these are accurate numbers. So I'm just going to go from 2000 on. Well, 2000, you received 11,800 votes. 2004, 12,000 votes. 2008, 18,000 votes. 2012, 13, almost 14,000 votes. 2016, 18,000 votes. Now, this last November, Rich said he set a state record for a number of votes for an NRD director. And this was verified with the NARD down in Lincoln, Dean Edson. Yeah, he got 36,000 votes.
Amazing.
It's incredible. So there's 36,000 people, and by the way, he's on a post. That
doesn't say that.
In honor of your state record, I have a memento for you. And I hope you appreciate it.
Oh, cool.
But it's a plaque.
Oh.
State record, Rich Teaser. 36 36,002 votes.
Oh, how nice.
So,
Thank you.
Way to go, teaser.
How about that?
You deserve every one of those votes.
I only have a pay for 36,000.
So there, enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
The hours I spent making that, I thought of you the whole time. So you're in my thoughts. Item 2, Notification of Open Meetings Act. Copy of it is on the back wall. Prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee person's report with their proposals and recommendations. Public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussions and actions. Thank you. Quorum call.
Dickley.
Here.
Bonnet.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Elder.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
And Jefferson.
Here. Item 4, adoption of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Dickley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zabinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 6, approved publications. I have documentation in the for the record here that this meeting was appropriately advertised.
I think you need the consent agenda.
Yeah.
Consent agenda.
You need the adoption agenda.
Yeah.
I checked it up. What? Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Do I have a motion from Teaser to adopt the consent agenda? Is there a second?
Second.
And second by Tim McCormick. Roll call on the consent agenda.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zabinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes. All right. Proof publication, I already talked about. Approval of the minutes is done. Agency association reports, natural resource conservation report, written report, Andy Bonenkamp, district conservationist, which is in your file, in your binder there. And by the way, Phil and Patrick, if you've got any questions going on, don't be shy. What we're doing. it'll come in time, but
plenty of questions. Well, thank you.
But feel free to interject anything that you might want to talk about. Item B, NARD, Rich Teaser. First item is a. Well, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The you have before you a resolution which I'm not going to read because I just left a dentist and my mouth is full of Novocaine. And so if you don't mind, but basically it deals with the transfer of funds so the NARD can utilize some funds out of the, John, help me out.
Okay, so, you know, especially for our new members, so the, it was May of this year, or?
March.
Yeah, March. The NARD office was burned.
May
30th. Yeah, May 30th, right. Was burned in the quote unquote riots in Lincoln. So basically, the NARD staff has been without an office since then. And so a committee was put together with general managers, which I sat on, and then obviously the NARD board. They did find a location for a new office. And they wanted to purchase the building, and they found a location. The building has a tenant that will help with the payments on the building. And to do that, and there's a memo in your packet, and it's after agency reports. It's about the third page in that explains the computation of what they're asking for. But they are requesting to take $200,000 from the NARD General Operations. $100,000 from the NARD Foundation, and then $900,000 from the NARD Risk Pool, which is the employee insurance plan. So all three entities will contribute to the new building. They did this instead of going to each district to take property tax money or contributions from each district to do this. As part of the approval, the Nebraska Department of Insurance, since we are a self-governed, self-funded plan, required that each board, each NARD member, approve the transfer of that $900,000 to the NARD to be able to make the purchase. So so each board will do this throughout the state, all 23 districts, and it's a Department of Insurance requirement. They really didn't know what to do with the request at first, and then in December they came up with this that they needed this this transfer or this approval to make the transfer to the from each district to do this. So that is the reason for the action today, is to make that. The building, I believe remodeling is going underway. They should be in there, hopefully, I think, is it Rich, by the end of the month?
They are actually in now. They just put the front door in yesterday, okay. And they're hoping to get internet and phone hooked up next week, and within 2 weeks they hope to be quasi-in.
Okay, so they're getting there. So the holdup was they were waiting for an address, but the post office wouldn't give them an address until they had a front door. And so that was, if you can believe that. So that was the holdup. So, yeah, I believe they're getting in now. So this is simply a requirement by the Department of Insurance to just make sure that everybody is covered in the actions to make those transfers. So
thank you.
If I have any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
So is there a motion to accept this resolution?
And I make the motion.
I'll second that.
Second by McCormick. Any public discussion on this? Directors, any further comments?
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Dow.
Yep. Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kaminsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Conley.
Yes.
Yeah, and the next item would be the NARD legislative meeting. They're actually on the phone right now, Dean Edson with the hotel, working with the state of Nebraska. Currently, the hotel can only put one-third occupancy. And so what I think Dean is going to suggest is that we just basically do away with all the, there will not be a get together with the senators. They can't come because of regulations. And so the meeting would be just attended by myself and Director Fowler and General Manager. And basically, it's just going to be a scaled down event, and I really can't tell you more until Dean will get back to us tomorrow with more details. But as it stands right now, it's just going to be bare bones, and I guess that's best I can tell you at this point.
Well, next year we hope it's full board or by September.
Yeah, there you go.
September we'll make up for it.
No miss.
No what?
No misties.
No misties.
No dinners this year.
Misty, no.
Got to starve out now.
Single barrel.
That concludes my reports.
Thank you. Adam C. Legislative Report, Catalyst Public Affairs. I thought I saw Tim Gay. There he is. Come on in.
Here we are. Thank you. Let me get my timer going so we don't waste too much of your time. Anyway, Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs, joined Jim Grotrain here to give you a legislative report of what we know so far. It's still early. We handed out on your desk, you'll see several things we'll refer to, but I'm going to start out. First of all, welcome the new members and returning members. Congratulations. And Catalyst Public Affairs has been a government affairs company representing the district. We're proud to do that and proud to do it again this year. What we do, Jim and I are just two. McCartney Martin is kind of our assistant, office assistant, and advocacy person. She sends out the newsletters, hopefully you all get. Caitlin Reese, Caitlin, you've met, many of you have met Caitlin. She's on board helping out, and David Brock, though we obviously didn't bring everyone here today. But anyway, so our crew is growing and doing a good job for you. We're following the bills of what have been introduced so far, and I'll get into those. Right now, though, what we want to do is cover what's happening in the legislature, the schedule, the committee makeup, and all that. I'll turn that over to Jim, and then I'll come back and talk a little bit about some of the bills that are going on so far, and there'll be many more, it looks like. So I'll turn it over to Jim if you want to.
Very good. Thank you, Tim, and it's great to be back. I had the pleasure of being here in the most recent meeting. As Tim said, what you should have in your packet is the legislative calendar for the year. One thing to highlight, and this is the case in every session, but we're in day 7, and once we get to day 10, which will be next Wednesday, that's always the last day. Day 10 is always the last day to introduce legislation. And so we'll continue to monitor legislation on a daily basis and up until day 10, and that's when they finish making assignments for committees and so forth. One thing regarding the schedule that's not on there is that's going to be slightly different than we've had in the past. You're going to hear that they're going to probably go to all-day hearings. One of the challenges with COVID was how they were going to handle the hearings, and they thought if they could get through more hearings in a shorter amount of time, that'd be the safest way to do that. So it'll be interesting to see the hearing schedule and the efficiency in which you're going to go through the hearings. But other than that, the calendar is pretty straightforward. Their first recess day is going to be next Monday for Martin Luther King Day. I'd like to shift over to legislative committees. And the committee that you have the most interest in as far as natural resources, you do have a new chairman in Senator Bostelman. Senator Hughes is the most recent chairman. He is still on the committee, but he was honored with getting the position of chair of the executive committee moving forward. And Senator Kavanaugh, I believe, would be a new committee member to this committee. And Senator Aguilar, who used to serve in the legislature, is from Grand Island. He's also new to the committee. A couple little tidbits related to committee elections. Senator Groney was defeated for chair of education by Senator Waltz from Fremont, and that was a close election. As a matter of fact, neither of them got enough votes the first time around. They had to take a second vote to make that official. Somebody had a question for me last meeting about what my prediction, what Senator Flood might do as he reenters the body. And I think my answer was, I think it'll be interesting to see what committees he wants to get on, and he is on revenue and banking, which is probably a good indication where his priorities are going to be for the session. So I just wanted to bring that up since somebody did ask me that. Other than that, committee makeups, there are not a lot of changes except for the chairmanship, couple chairmanships and so forth, and they're getting ready to do a lot of heavy lifting if they're going to go to all-day hearings here after the 10th day. Do you have any questions for me regarding the calendar or committee assignments?
The Natural Resource Committee, there's only two new members. I didn't think Justin Wayne.
Aguilar, Kavanaugh, and Justin Wayne. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, sorry, I missed the third. Yep, good question. Anything else? I'll turn it back over to Tim.
Quick question. Are these committees etched in stone, or is there still jockeying being done that
nope,
they can change?
They're etched in stone.
They're done, okay.
At this point, they are.
Okay.
Yep. Good question.
I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
How do the senators get picked for different committees? How's it done?
Well, they have caucuses, and so it's done through a caucus voting process. I think I'm going to let Tim explain that to you. He's lived it, and I haven't, so I think I'm going to let Tim answer that question. That'd be a good segue. So thank you, Fred, for that question.
Yeah, Director Connolly, that's, a little bit of, hey, I didn't want to be on that committee, but neither did I, and then they talk a little bit, and there's some strategy behind it, believe me. You don't want to stack a committee with all in their nonpartisan legislature, Republicans or Democrats. So, but there were a few changes, just very few. So the Committee on Committees makes a decision, they kick it out, and then they have to go vote on it. Well, the day between the voting on it and accepting that report, there can be, you know, changes, and it's for the benefit of both senators. Usually it's not like, oh, we're kicking, Senator Gay off this committee, but usually I wanted to be off that committee. So I never wanted to be on this committee. So it's usually amicable, but not always. But I think this year, though, it was. There's a little disappointments here and there of like, well, why wasn't I elected vice chair? But anyway, that's how they do it. It's nothing. There's a lot of planning that goes on before that now.
Sure.
So they've cut deals way before this, but then you have that. So we're kind of surprised because there was a couple good moves that, well, I thought were good for us. But anyway, so that's how they do it. Mm-hmm. All right. With that, in the interest of time, where we're at right now, as Jim said, we're day, what were we, six?
Seven.
So on Wednesday is day 10. They're off for Martin Luther King Day. These are the bills we've caught so far. Now, there's going to be bills that we didn't catch yet. We go back. We look. What was introduced today of the 100 bills that were introduced or whatever? I heard a rumor there's like 900 bills floating around. We're only at 400 and some, but there's 900 in bill drafters. Now, we'll see if that happens. That's a lot of bills when they told them, hey, go easy on the bills this year because of COVID. So I don't think anyone listened. But anyway, so there'll be a lot of other bills coming. Several of these, though, that we put on here, you're going to see. I'll just point out a few, and then if you have questions on the others, I'll try to answer them. We haven't gone completely in depth into all these bills of, well, why'd you introduce that? Who pushed you to do it and all this? But the ones that there's some of those water bills are back. Justin Wayne had one, and Senator Lindstrom, that's LB 26. LB 83, the Open Meetings Act, you've probably been reading about. That's going to change because of the COVID rules, and we've all kind of learned to, use Zoom and WebEx and all those good things. And that's going to expand a little bit. It's really good for rural areas of Nebraska that have to drive, you know, hundreds of miles to attend these meetings. So we'll see how that goes. We're following it for you and several other clients. All the public entities are interested in that. Senator Flood was being a media guy. He owns radio and television and newspapers, and he's open. So they went to him, and he'll be a good one to handle it, and he'll be fair about it. The one thing that I would watch, or we would recommend to you, is, yeah, it's good to have the public input and all that, but it can be so much of a burden for the people that set these meetings up of, how are you going to comment on Zoom, and how are you going to, you know, it's just, it has to be a little bit realistic. So I don't know how that's all going to unfold, but that's an important one to everybody, and for the members of the public, of course, that want to speak. There's another one. Senator Albright had the same idea. Hers is everyone gets to speak at any public meeting. Well, we kind of have that already, so I don't know how that's all going to unfold. But most every time you open these up, you know, for public comment. So I don't know. We haven't talked to her yet on that, what that would look like. And then you got Senator Lindstrom with the water. It's, again, the MUD water being taxed. Why are we being taxed twice on our water? Kavanaugh's public fees on the what you can charge right now. If you want to request a public records, you can charge for that, for all the time and effort that it takes to get, you know, stacks of public records for that person that keeps asking again and again and again for public records. So that will be an interesting one to watch. There's another one. So then today there were some others that were introduced. One was introduced that the governor had, and I had that. I printed that one out for you. It's a constitutional amendment to property tax limit, 3% growth. So that's going to be super important. That's every public entity that's taxing authority. The thing that caught my eye just first looking at it is a 3% lid of growth from year to year. And then there's two things in there. Bonding, you can still bond with a vote of the people. We'll see if there's anything that I'm missing on that. And Brett can look at this thing too. But and then the other one that I thought was interesting, you do get to keep the growth, what they call real growth, which means new house, new addition, new those kind of things. So how the assessor's going to have to, I don't think it's that hard, probably in the rural or in the urban areas. But if they catch everything, you know how it goes. It's like, well, I redid my basement and they missed it. But anyway, so real growth will be interesting to say, well, we had in Omaha, you know, or Sarpy County, where we had 20% real growth. You get some real growth that you got to serve. It's well written for that, I guess. But the philosophy of how that's going to look, you're going to have to decide whether to support or oppose or whatever. But either way, that's just a vote to go to the people, and you get a vote yes or no. Do you want a 3% lid is what it looks like if it passes. So, hey, that was a big one today that the governor pushed during his State of the State, which was given today. And we'll have a lot more bills. John and I were just talking. Senator McDonald just introduced that bill again. That's not on here. So there's going to be, I bet, double of what we just showed you, maybe more. I don't know. And maybe there's some we've already missed. There's one, a license plate on here. I think she put on there about a. So anyway, that's what's going on these. You can take a look. What we did too in that packet. There's Jim's card, my card. It basically has our office number and our individual cells. Call us up anytime, whatever. I know you work through John primarily, and that's great. We talk to John all the time. But, you know, if it's something else, call us up. We're more than happy to get back with you on anything, on any nuances or anything like that. So are there any questions on any of these bills you're seeing? Yeah, Director.
Jim, do you know the details of McDonald's bill that just came late or no?
John looked at
it. Was it the infrastructure piece? Or?
Yeah, it was the infrastructure to look at a number of infrastructure projects in the lower Platte Basin to address that. There was a myriad of flood control, water supply, water quality, recreation, economic development, you name it, it's listed.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And whether.
I can see that one. If
yeah. Oh, yeah, that one definitely will work.
That comes around, so thank you.
Yep.
They just dropped it today, so I can send a copy.
Yeah, we printed these off yesterday, actually, so that's why I didn't want to go change everything around for one bill. But one thing, Director, go ahead. Did you have a question?
Well, I did have a question. If you weren't,
go ahead.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I thought I saw in the newspaper Senator Brewer was going to introduce a bill that would allow, if it passed, small governments to be able to issue a mask mandate. Like the Papineau, Missouri NRD doesn't quite fall under the county, doesn't quite fall under the Papillion, the city of Papillion or what have you. So I was just wondering if you don't know about it, can you maybe look at it? Or
a mask mandate?
I haven't seen it.
Well, for allow smaller governments to issue a mask mandate like the board of Papineau, Missouri NRD if they so desired. The meetings. That's the one I'm hoping to watch out for.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen that one, but could be. You know, the cities got around that, so they pretty much superseded what the governor wanted. Every city community can pass those, but whether it be, you know, subdivisions that can do that, I think it would be hard to pass, quite honestly, with where we're going with vaccines and all. That's just my personal opinion. But we will definitely keep an eye out for something like that because it would be highly debated, I'm sure.
I guess we can debate it here, but not now.
Yeah.
Ask our legal counsel if the cities were able to get around it, could the NRD get around it?
We'll keep an eye out for that one. I would just say, too, just to add to Jim's on the committees, you know, Senator Bosselman has been very engaged in water issues. I know Director Teaser, you've discussed and written an article on that as well about other, you know, water issues in general. I think he'll be a good chairman, and Senator Hughes is there to help him. But he's been on the committee 4 years. He knows what's going on, so kind of excited to work with him. They do have a new legal counsel. This is the third one now. So they got rid of their longtime legal counsel. She left. They hired another person, just is only there a year, and now they've got a new one. So we're going to introduce ourselves to her and just make sure we know where we're at. And then with that, I just close. I know John sends these out to you. They're just updates. You know, they go out to our clients, and then they can distribute them as well. They aren't like public information to everybody. Those are pretty well written, I think. Hope you get those this morning. Hopefully we're not overdoing it either, but
information in the COVID age, I think, is kind of where people are going. So we're trying to keep those out. If you're not getting them, John can send it to you. And just hit subscribe, too, and you can get them that way. So that's all I have, Director.
Hey, Tim. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Phil.
No, I was going to say, with over 900 bills possibly being introduced and as a new person to the NRD board, what ones would you recommend we most – what should I follow the most? I mean, do you have bills that are out there, the bills that might be coming out that we should be following closely?
Well, hopefully we work with John. There's a lot. I mean,
and the NRD the association has a process where they identify bills that affect NRD's bill, and then there's a list of those. And so working with him, working with Dean and their consultants, we get a pretty good list of and they're distributed for every director to keep an eye on certain bills. So the NRD actually takes positions on certain bills that affects the NRDs in general. And then we direct our efforts and our communication with state senators to either oppose them, or support them, or maybe just kind of monitor them and see where they're going. So, yeah. And also we coordinate that with Tim, so we're all on the same page.
And then also I would add just the uniqueness of it, and you'd know from your job, day job, off it, and all the things that the NRD has done to promote the base is incredible. So we keep in close contact with the Bellevue senators for sure. And so that's a big one too, I think we always watch. But yeah, there's so many issues, and then we just got to prioritize them. But we do that through, what we hear here and what we hear from John of how to prioritize. Hey, this one's super important to us. But usually there'll be two or three that are really important.
Yeah. The reason I ask is because we had, obviously being from Bellevue, we've had a lot in the last couple of years of bills that we've really been following, and I just didn't know if there was something really coming up this year that would be of utmost importance or not. But
you just never know. You don't know till you know, and then the bills there. But McDonald's bill is a big one,
Yeah.
And then whatever Senator Bossman's going to do on his studies, and that's another thing, and I'll shut up. But those studies all got shelved. Unfortunately, because of COVID, the governor's office pretty much is like, hey, we're 110% of this COVID thing. We don't have time for anything else. So that took the whole executive branch out of the picture to do studies. And the senators even themselves couldn't do studies with all the COVID interactions they couldn't have. There are a few back and forth, but so there were never really any big studies to lead to big legislation. That will be changing, I'm sure. So. Hey, thank you for your time.
Quick question on the constitutional amendment. If just at first glance, we already are limited on certain categories to our 1%, and we can't exceed, or we haven't exceeded that. So this 3% is the whole picture. So
total budget, the way I read it.
And whatever this is, what they term you use here, the real growth. So my house went up 25%.
That.
If there's a new house next to me, that would not be subject to the but my old house.
If your house,
in other words, how
if you didn't
we
do anything and your house went up 25%, that doesn't count.
No,
if they
it
built
isn't.
A brand new house next to you.
Yeah,
that counts.
Okay.
If they built a new subdivision with all new houses, which they're doing a lot of places,
so that counts
that
as exception.
Counts. New growth. Yep. New growth. You get to keep. So you'd have a budget. Here's existing, and then we got, and your property tax base is large, so that can be very large. So the way I read it, commercial and industrial as well, not just residential, but I think that's why they have hearings on these things. They'll sort that all out, and we'll see. I'm sure there'll be pushback from people on this.
I just can't fathom someone, whoever that might. We have a great accounting department, by the way, but we cover six counties. And it's like, how much of that is, our budget's $70 million. You can't go above 3%. Well, not necessarily. And what the intent is, reduce your mill levy to be within a 3%. I guess is what that might be.
Reduce your growth.
The growth
of your total growth of your budget. So each county. Yeah, I mean, we'll tell you more as we find out more. How about that? But as each county's assessor works differently, unfortunately, and that's a whole other issue that we don't have time for. But we'll keep a close eye on it, and we'll get back on that for sure next month.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions?
And then thanks for your time today. I know it was a little long, but we wanted to kind of let you
thanks,
know.
Thanks, Tim. Jim.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
all
right. you.
Thanks, all.
Item 9, public hearing, Douglas County Hazard Mitigation Program. This one is the first one here on my tab. Called to order at whatever that says. There's a reflection on that. Stupid block. But you are hereby appointed as hearing officer, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on the agenda is evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice, which is attached into the exhibits. Item four is the explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Brett Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
Hello again, directors. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the proposed land acquisition for the Douglas County Hazard Mitigation Grant Program project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. This program requires for sellers to voluntarily enter into the proposed acquisitions, and therefore the owners will be willing sellers under applicable law. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item six is identification of exhibits. Exhibit number one is the agenda itself. Exhibit number two is the proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald, January 4th, 2021, and January 7th, 2021. Exhibit three is the December 19th, 2020 public hearing notice and information packet sent to landowners. Exhibit four is a location map, and exhibit five is the map of proposed acquisition properties. Agenda item six is the explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Lori Laster, or no, sorry, Amanda Grant.
Good evening. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District is proposing the acquisition and demolition of 25 residential structures in Douglas County. And the purpose of this project is to remove structures that were damaged during the 2019 flood and allow those residents to move to a new home that has a lower flood risk. 22 of the properties are located in the King Lake neighborhood. You can see on the map up here, it's kind of tiny because they're pretty spread out. But and then three of them are located elsewhere along the Elkhorn River. So the district applied to FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for the project in January of 2020, and the application was approved by FEMA in November of 2020. So what that means is that FEMA will help to pay 75% of the cost to purchase these properties and demolish the structures. The FEMA grant stipulates that eminent domain will not be used to acquire these properties. It's a strictly willing seller, willing buyer situation. And so the process for the acquisition will be that the district will hire a licensed real estate appraiser, and then a purchase offer will be made with that fair market value. Most of the time, it's the pre-flood value of that structure. The owners would then have an opportunity to accept the offer, or they can appeal the offer, or they can reject the offer. So if the purchase offers are accepted, the structures would be demolished, and the lots would remain as open space in perpetuity. So I know we have some people here. I don't know if anyone wants to talk, but the next step of this acquisition process would be for you to speak if you want to. We'll let John.
Agenda item seven is the received testimony and statements. Is there anyone that would like to provide any statements or testimony to the board?
Do you want to go up and state your case?
I'm not prepared for that. Okay. Second time. Does anyone like to provide any statements or testimony? Okay. Third and final. Okay.
Question.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
At what point do we comment on this?
You can ask a question now if you want.
Okay. Are we the ones that identified these properties, or who identified the properties to be purchased and demolished?
We sent out some mass mailings, and the property owners indicated that they were willing at looking at this.
Okay, so everything on this, they responded to our mailing, correct?
Correct.
All right. All right, that's my. Do we have any idea at all if this goes through what our total cost on this is going to be?
We do, and I can provide those numbers. We have estimates right now because it's all based on the appraisals, which we don't have done yet. But we do have estimates, and I can get those all to you. I do not have them up.
Are we making a final decision on this? We're not. Okay.
This is the public hearing that just like our normal land acquisition process, we start with the public hearing.
Okay. Just want to make certain I'm clear on that process.
Each purchase would come back to the board as an action.
Okay. Thank you.
So basically what we're doing tonight is just looking to approve going out for appraisals and getting that process started?
Not even that. This okay. is just the public hearing to give those folks that are part of the land acquisition a chance to present any testimony okay. to the board. And then that, and there's some timelines, and Brent maybe would want to address that about when we can negotiate and things. It just kind of triggers the acquisition process.
Yeah, under the, for a public entity to acquire private property for a public project, there's a public hearing requirement under the state statutes.
That's wonderful.
I had one more question on that. As I recall, we talked about this before. Was there no other government entity besides this NRD that was willing to support this project?
That is correct. You're remembering correctly. We have a few more grants for SARPY in Washington County, and you'll hear those have a little different take. This is 75% federal, 25% NRD.
And there's no other, there may be possibly more money coming for this project or not?
In the Douglas County case, we did approach the county and the city of Omaha about cost sharing on that local part, and they were not interested in doing that.
So it's us or nobody?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's as I recall it was. Right.
Yeah.
I just want to comment. Most of these homes have been repetitively flooded over the years. And they are, I mean, these people have now realized that they either cannot rebuild because of the homes are over 50% destroyed, and this is a way to get them out of the area. It helps it helps them because they're going to get pre-flood value of their homes rather than post-flood, and it makes open space. If you're familiar with King Lake, it's had a rough go over the last 30 or 40 years.
I had one more. Were any of these houses insured, the private individuals who owned them, were they insured? Were they paid for insurance for flooding and so forth?
So part of the grant program, how that works is when we get the fair market value, when we make an offer, if there was flood insurance payments made to that person, they're deducted from the cost that we pay, unless they have receipts and did the work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so
there's some guidelines to follow, but there's a whole process to not duplicate funds, so you verify all of those payments that were made.
Maybe you would know this, Richard, but are some of these just completely abandoned, or are there people living in them?
No, they're pretty much unlivable at this point. With a few exceptions, but, you know.
All right, thank you.
Agenda item 8 is reception of exhibits, and agenda item 9 is the hearing adjournment at 4:43 p.m.
Thank you. Move on to item 10, public hearing on Sarpy County.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call the hearing to order at 4:43 p.m. Agenda item 3 is the evidence of the proof of publication of the hearing notice, which is attached to the exhibits. Agenda item 4 is the explanation and the purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the proposed land acquisition for the Sarpy County Hazard Mitigation Grant Program project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of the property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. This program requires for sellers to voluntarily enter into the proposed acquisitions, and therefore the owners will be willing sellers under applicable law. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha Royal Herald, January 4th and January 7th of 2021. Exhibit 3 is the December 19th, 2020 public hearing notice and information packet sent to landowners. Exhibit 4 is the location map. And Exhibit 5 is a map of proposed acquisition properties. Agenda item 6 is the explanation of purpose and scope of the project. Amanda Grant.
Similar, but the Papio Missouri River and our Natural Resources District is proposing the acquisition and demolition of 6 residential structures in Sarpy County. Those are located, they are all located in the Elbow Bend area. And the purpose of this project is to remove the structures that were damaged during the 2019 flood and prevent future flood damage and potential loss of life. All of these are located, right along the Missouri River. The dots are small, right along the Missouri and Elbow Bend area. The district applied for the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for these structures as well in January and approved in November of 2020. Same situation where FEMA, the federal government, will pay 75% of the cost to purchase the properties and demolish the structures. This one is a little different in the fact that the district and the city of Bellevue have already entered into an interlocal agreement for this project, and they will equally share the 25% local share. So in this case, we will partner with Bellevue. The FEMA grant stipulates, again, that eminent domain may not be used to acquire these properties. It would be a willing seller, willing buyer situation. The purchase offer, again, same process for land acquisition. We will hire a licensed real estate appraiser, and then a purchase offer would be put together and presented to the owner. They have the opportunity to accept that offer, to appeal the offer, or to reject that offer. And if they are accepted, the structures would be demolished, and the lots would remain in open space for perpetuity. I'm not sure if there's anyone from the Sarpy buyouts here, but
We have 6 properties here. Mm-hmm. Is this pretty much all the properties down there at Elbow Bend? Because we've been doing Elbow Bend since 2011, so
before that.
So is this pretty much
it's
all
a lot
the properties?
Of them. It is not all of them.
Not all of them. Okay.
So even though we're going to use pre-flood valuations, we still hire an appraiser for a current look at it?
They'll appraise, they'll do market value comparison of what the pre-flood structure would have been like. And they'll use photographs from people and things like that for the pre-flood. If it's really damaged, they'll use photographs. Otherwise, they would just have to imagine what the flood damage was.
So these properties have pretty much been repaired since the 2011 and 2017 floods. And now we're going with that appraisal value before we pay them for it.
Right. Okay. So if it would have been damaged and left in a state of disrepair, that would have been the pre-flood value prior to the 2019.
These were all repaired.
These would all have been repaired, yep.
Yeah, the question is, how do you hire the real estate appraiser? How do you hire the person who does it?
We have a list of appraisers that we use. If the amount of work is over our procurement limits, then we would have to, bid it out. But generally, it is not.
You have a list of people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for the Douglas County project, that the number of houses will put it over the proposal for 50,000, though. Because under the direct policy, under 50,000, your discretion. So I think that's where it sits right now.
Brent, what did you say? No.
Yeah, so appraisers is a professional service under the district policy. So the Sarpy project and the Washington County project, the appraisal amount for the services paid for the appraisers will be under that $50,000 threshold. I believe the Douglas County one is above $50,000, so that we'll have to go through a more formal procurement procedure for that.
I didn't hear the cost share of 75. FEMA?
75 FEMA, and then in this case, we have an interlocal with Bellevue, so that 25 local gets split half and half between.
So 12.5, 12.5. All right.
Which Sarpy County?
Bellevue, City of
Bellevue. No, Sarpy's not in it either.
They're not in this one, no.
Were they invited to be in it?
You know, they were in the Iski, which is a little further south, so that tells me that probably Elbow Bend, and you may know, is strictly City of Bellevue jurisdiction.
That's correct.
Okay.
If they're lacking...
Still Sarpy County, Texas.
And did I just hear you correctly that the Douglas County appraisal agreement with the appraisers is over $50,000?
It will be. We're not at the position of hiring that.
26 properties? How many properties?
That one was 25.
25 properties? Seems like a lot.
Yes.
Especially for a past value.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. You may get like a deal if you know have a whole bunch of them done. I suspect it'd be close.
We can get estimates from the potential proposals and
all properties. All properties are residential.
They are all residential.
We're still figuring out if it's over the $50,000. We'll go through that procedure. If it's under, then we'll go through the more informal.
Okay, agenda item 7 is to receive testimony and statements. Is there anyone in the public that would like to provide any testimony and statements on the Sarpy County acquisition? Second request, anyone to provide testimony or statements? Third and final, anyone from the public? Okay, seeing none. Agenda item 8 is the reception of the exhibits, and agenda item 9 is hearing adjournment at 4:51 p.m.
Thank you, and then we move on to item 11, public hearing for Washington County HMGP. John?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're hereby appointed.
Well, thank you. We'll call the hearing to order at 4:51 p.m. Agenda item 3, evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice is attached to the exhibits. Agenda item 4, explanation and purpose of the hearing. One last time, Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the proposed land acquisition for Washington County Hazard Mitigation Grant Program project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. This program requires for sellers to voluntarily enter into the proposed acquisitions, and therefore the owners will be willing sellers under applicable law. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 5 is identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2, proof of publication of hearing notice, the Omaha World Herald, January 4th and January 7th, 2021. Exhibit 3 is December 19th, 2020, public hearing notice and information packet sent to landowners. Exhibit 4 is location map, and Exhibit 5 is a map of proposed acquisition properties. Agenda item 6 is the explanation and purpose of the scope of the project. Amanda Grant.
One more time. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District is proposing the acquisition and demolition of 6 residential structures in Washington County, Nebraska. The purpose of this project is to remove structures that were damaged during the 2019 flood and prevent future flood damages and potential loss of life. 5 of the properties are located in the village of Arlington, and 1 property is located adjacent to the Missouri River, and it is near the Missouri River, adjacent to the Boyer Chute National Wildlife Refuge. The district applied to the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for the project in January 2020 and again was approved in November of 2020. FEMA will pay 75% of the cost to purchase the properties and demolish the structures. And in the case of Washington County, the five structures that are located in Arlington, there is an interlocal agreement with the Village of Arlington to split the 25% local share on those 5 structures. The FEMA grant stipulates that eminent domain may not be used to acquire the properties, willing seller and willing buyer situation, and the acquisition process is the same. Licensed real estate appraiser will be hired, and a purchase offer will be drafted and presented to the owner. And the owner would then have the opportunity to accept the offer, appeal the offer, or reject the offer. And if the purchase offer is accepted, the structure would be demolished and the lots would remain in open space for perpetuity. Again, I believe there is someone here with interest in the Washington County buyout, so up next would be a chance to speak or ask any questions that you have.
Yeah. And agenda item 7, received testimony and statements. And we have a...
John O'Dell, 8303 North 230th Street, Elkhorn, Nebraska. I own a couple of the properties in Arlington that the city came in and condemned because of the flood. We can't fix them. And I'm just here to, I've been waiting for a couple years to see how we're going to deal with it. And I don't really know a lot about how you're going to go about all this. As far as you guys got to approve it tonight, and then we go forward and we see what the price is. And if it works, it works. And if it don't, it don't. And I'm just here to see if you guys approve it or not.
So you're in favor of
it? I'm in favor of, yeah.
Did you say you're...
I've talked to the town of Arlington, and they'd like to see that taken out of there and whatnot.
So your properties are condemned, essentially? And nobody can live in them?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They come in, and they appraise them. I got appraisals from them, and then they say what the repairs are going to be, and I fell into the part where I haven't received one penny from FEMA or anybody, and they're telling me I can't do anything with my properties, so I signed up for the buyout program. Is where I'm at, and that's all I'm here for.
This is part of the process to get to that point.
Yes, and I'm just here to see if you guys are approving it, so I know, you know, we've been waiting for 2 years to see what direction to go. And
yeah, at this point, you know, just hearing, getting all the facts, and then and Amanda and John Winkler will be presenting to the board the next step, and maybe
yes,
they can identify that, because we have to submit the grant. If FEMA is kind of in charge of the pocketbook.
Yeah, that right.
Yeah, so we got to go through that process.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how long that's going
to
take.
Whatever I can do to help, I'm willing to help. Or
well, we appreciate it. It's nice to hear that we've got an individual who's willing to make it in, so to speak.
Yeah,
so
I'll step up and do whatever you want me to do.
Thank
to help
you, John.
Clean it up if I have to or whatever. I just want it to be gone and over with. So,
John, thank you, John.
Thank you.
Anything to add to that, John or Amanda?
Is there anyone else that'd like to provide any statements or testimony?
I had a quick question. So Washington County's not involved either in the one property by Boyer Chute.
That's
they didn't
great.
Step up either.
Well, yeah, kind of a tidbit of information about that piece. They are not involved in it. However, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife has this zone around Boyer Chute that they are willing to buy any properties in this zone. This property is in that zone, and I spoke with Mr. Besick in our office, who really works with Fish and Wildlife and Boyer Chute quite a bit, and they are willing to buy those, but it takes them a very long time to get the money. So we would include this in the grant packet, because there's a potential we could
recoup.
Sell that and recoup and sell it to Fish and Wildlife for a good cause.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Agenda item 8 is the reception of the exhibits. And agenda 9 is the hearing adjournment, which is at 4:58 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Moving on to item 12, subcommittee reports. 12A, Personnel, Legislative, Public Affairs Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 12, 2021 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. District of item 12A1, District Affirmative Action Policy for 2021. Recommendation that the Papio Missouri River NRD Affirmative Action Policy for 2021 be adopted and incorporated to the district policy manual, and I so approve.
And Phil and Patrick when subcommittees submit their recommendation for approval, the committee already first and seconded, so there's no need for a second, because he's acting on behalf of the committee. Certain times there will be required, like the Treasury report, a first and a motion to accept and a second. But in these cases, subcommittees, subcommittee submits it for the full consideration.
After that.
Now I got to ask for public comment. Any from the public willing to talk about it? Staff, directors, any further comments?
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
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 McCormick.
Yes.
Kinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes. Bagley. Aye. Harmon. Yes. Bradley. Aye.
And Jefferson.
Yes. Don't go too far away. You're up for item B. PPO.
Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 12, 2021 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 12B1, updates to district policy manual, Appendix H, Rules and Regulations, Rural Water Supply Systems. Recommendation that the proposed updates to the district's policy manual, Appendix H, Rules and Regulations, Rural Water Systems be approved, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonin.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jefferson.
Yes. 12B2, purchase of additional land located adjacent to the Blair Field office. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed purchase agreement with the City of Blair for the purchase of 1.8 acres in the amount of $100,000, contingent upon no reported issues from the environmental investigation and changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, additional comments?
I had one
Directors,
question.
Director Jeff.
Is there a time frame for this? Good evening, directors. My understanding, talking with Mr. Winkler, is...
Could you identify yourself?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who I was.
Justin Novak. I'm the field representative still up in the Blair Field office.
What's your name?
Justin Novak.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. I was just kind of making it short and sweet for you, but I was told by the general manager that I think our plan is to budget for this in the next fiscal year, and then we will... make the actual land purchase at that time. Basically, what we're trying to do is get the agreement in place, right, and then it'll go to the Blair City Council here on January 26th, and then they will actually vote on our agreement as well. So this is contingent upon them voting on it as well.
Approving
so,
it.
Yep. Yep.
And then we would purchase it when?
After the fiscal year starts in July.
So it just sits in limbo for a year or so, and they're okay with that, and everybody's okay with that?
6 months.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. That's fine.
Go ahead, Brett.
That's basically, once they sign the agreement, in the agreement, it's that we would close next fiscal year. So they would own it until the closing, which would be July 1st.
So the cost has already been agreed upon. That'll be in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yep. Thank you, directors.
And that answers my question. We budgeted, but thank you for bringing that up. Now I know.
Any other? Sorry.
Was there any other questions before I step back to my seat? Right. Thank you.
Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 12B3, Flat River Bridge Trail Project Amendment to the Professional Service Agreement with Shimmer. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Resolution, Preliminary Engineering Services Agreement, BK 1928 Supplement, AL Agreement Number 1. Whereas Papio Missouri River NRD and Schimmer Associates have previously executed preliminary engineering service agreement for a transportation project for which the local public agency would like to obtain federal funds. Whereas Papio Missouri NRD understands that it must continue to strictly follow all federal, state, and local laws, rules, regulations, policies, and guidelines applicable to the funding of this federal aid project. And whereas the Papio Missouri River NRD and Schimmer Associates wish to enter into a supplemental preliminary engineering services agreement setting out modifications and or additional duties and or funding responsibility for the federal aid project, be it resolved by the board of the Papio Missouri River NRD, Nebraska, that John Winkler, general manager of the Papio Missouri River NRD, is hereby authorized to sign the attached preliminary engineering services supplemental agreement number one between Papio Missouri River NRD and Schimmer Associates. Papio Missouri River NRD is committed to providing local funds for the project required as required by the project program agreement and any supplemental project agreements. And item number four, Weston.
Oops. Let's vote on that one first.
Is that part of? Okay. And I so move.
Any public comments?
Staff, directors, Director Chap.
I guess I've never seen this project down there, but is there any actual construction that's happened on this?
No, not yet.
Nothing at all.
This is all the planning stage.
All right, thank you.
Comments? Eric just wants to get up and talk, but I'm not going to let you. roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Sipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Kittley.
Aye.
Bond. Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chipperson.
Yes.
Item number 12, 4, Western Douglas County Trail construction of new pedestrian bridge agreement with the Union Pacific Railroad. We don't need an executive session, do we?
No.
Okay. And recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed construction of the new pedestrian bridge agreement with the Union Pacific Railroad and the Nebraska Department of Transportation and to execute the required 0.18 acre permanent and 1.88 acre temporary easements at a price of $8,060, all for the Western Douglas County Trail Project, subject to changes being necessary by the general manager and approved as determined by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Director or staff? Directors?
They're so generous. They're so generous. You mean?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Anyways, roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bradley.
Aye.
Bond.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Chipperson.
Yes.
That completes my report.
Thank you. 12C, Finance Spender Legal, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the January 12, 2021 meeting, the FAEL subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, permanent easement for 108th and Giles Road Improvement, WP2, with Sarpy County, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed permanent easement of 180th and Giles Road Improvement at WP2 to Sarpy County, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and to approve as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments on this? Staff, directors? Is that a hand being raised?
No, that was first, a first down signal. Let's go.
First down signal.
Is that a roll call symbol?
Yeah.
Okay, signal, roll call.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
That concludes my report this time.
Thank you. Item D, at our consult committee. Director Connolly.
Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 12, 2021 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee, RFP, of professional services for the Beltline Trail are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 12D1, initial screening proposals for consultant selection of interviews. Recommendation that the subcommittee request interviews with Big Muddy Workshop, Earhart Griffin and Associates, and Shimmer in the order presented on February 4th, 2021 at 4 p.m. I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors?
I want to almost, not really apologize, but I want to say on this that on Tuesday when we talked about this, we normally for ad hocs, this is for Danny and the new guys as well, who we haven't had too many ad hoc committees formed last year or so. We got staff input really after we voted, which is fine because it matched what the subcommittee comes up with for the most part. But in the future, I guess, we have these ad hoc committees, it's getting more staff involvement in what they feel with our consultants before we vote. But it's still worked out okay, but we'll look at that closer in the future. Roll call.
Keith.
No.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Heller.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Stansky.
Yes.
Just getting a
little
louder.
Yes.
Just getting a little louder.
Yeah. What was the count on that?
10-1.
So we had our first no vote.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. He is the record breaker.
Hey, I got some records.
This is second no vote.
Second no vote.
Huh?
Second no vote.
What was the other one?
I had to have the first one.
Boom.
Thanks for keeping up.
Wait till I get to my report.
Item 13, Treasury Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I talk to item 13, I'd just like to say a special thank you to Director Bradley for covering down while I was sick with COVID over December. So appreciate the teamwork. Item 13, I'll take items A through J, all inclusive, and be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Second.
Who made the motion?
I did.
I moved.
And
you seconded?
Yes, I did.
Any public comments? Staff? Roll call. Directors, I'm sorry. Any comments, directors? No, roll call.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Elder.
Yes.
Jarrett.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. 14, legal update. Brent Meyer, House Blackwell.
No legal update.
Chairperson's report. First item is the appointment of the standing subcommittees, and the tab on the chairperson's report is the new makeup, which isn't that much new. I'd asked for input at the last December meeting. I got some input, and this is the result. Obviously, with two new directors, it's fairly easy to just substitute some names. So that's basically what happened. So I'll bring that up for a motion to approve. Need a second?
Second.
Any public comments? Staff, any additional comments? Directors, any comments? Everyone happy?
Happy.
With that, roll call.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes. And thank you, by the way,
Congratulations.
Manette and Davidson, for coming to Tuesday to get an idea of what goes on in the subcommittee. Obviously, all directors are not necessarily required, but it's an obvious, it's important that you attend subcommittee meetings, find out what goes on now. That's where a lot of discussion occurs, so hope you can make any future dates. Last year at this time, I wrote a State of the Decade for the Papio NRD, and had a little time on my hands because nothing else going on in the community. So I wrote up a State of the Papio NRD for where we are today. I'll qualify this that Governor Ricketts gave his State of the State today. I have not read it. Nor did he call me for advice, nor did I call him for advice on writing that. So anything that might be included in his address and mine is purely coincidental. But thankfully, we can put the great flood of 2019 in the history books. Damages have been addressed for the most part, and major repairs have been accomplished. And then comes a pandemic in 2020. Thank God we were in a drought situation, which otherwise might have added to the catastrophes we must face. Much as computer models and bear fat in a mason jar can predict for us, we can never let our guard down on dealing with our natural resources. Reflecting on this past year and among our own lives and situations during the COVID-19 era, we must look forward with optimism in this coming year. The country will have a new president, there are new senators in Lincoln, and our own board is refreshed with two new members. With the talent of the staff and direction in which we are mandated to follow, the optimism and can-do attitude will result in the continuation of our success. If I can sum up the condition of the district during this past year, the word diligence comes to mind. The entire staff of the Papio displayed their diligence during this past year, and we sit here in testimony that we continue to be in great shape because of their efforts. Of course, everyone has been affected by the pandemic, and for 1 month only, we discovered what it was like to Zoom into our meetings and take action. We've become relatively comfortable starting out in 2021 with the vaccine here. We hope to get back to normal, a normal condition of operations, but likely with underlying changes. And our combined diligence will allow us to succeed. Infrastructure is going to be the word most ever present in our vocabulary. With 6 dams currently under design, coupled with our ongoing efforts with erosion control, the infrastructure throughout our district will take money and talented resources to address. The bigger picture of the various projects can be summed up with an attitude of keeping our infrastructure sound. Protecting lives and property continue to be our number one goal. Looking forward, we can be proud of the extra efforts of General Manager Winkler and others in their effort to create national legislation that will allow us to respond more effectively to emergency situations. Of course, we hope these actions will be non-existent, but the tools are lining up for cost-effective and prompt solutions. This change is the beginning of much-needed U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reform. Everyone will benefit during this progression. This year, we are embarking on a long-planned expansion of our trails program with the Beltline Trail. Soon, designs will be made, the path will be laid out, and the commitment to Omaha area will be again established with a major network of transportation and recreation. What a nice problem we face when hearing that the trails are crowded. The recently developed Trails Connectivity Plan, thank you, Eric Williams, will help to guide us on future actions. Our personnel continues to build confidence in their actions, especially with the tests of the COVID-19 influence our lives. Work got done in spite of those nasty little spheres floating around, but it could not have happened without the diligence of our staff. It sounds like I'm repeating myself. It's because staff deserve such praise. I do not get tired of professing the combined years of experience of the staff. It really does make a difference when faced with a decision this board must make. And as such, it makes our role less demanding. has taken a broad view of our business relationships to ascertain that we are in very good position of acquiring the services we need within our community. The Corps of Consultants reveals strength at all levels of professionalism available to the district. As good as our staff is, we must depend on those businesses and associates out there to help complete the great puzzle of protection of our natural resources. These relationships are only enhanced by our continued partnerships with other government entities. There will be changes forthcoming in that regard due to elections and turnover, but the foundation of those relationships is secure, and changes will be based heavily on the ability to put politics aside and react towards what is good for the environment and consistent with our mission. I look forward to proudly serve towards this mission of the Natural Resources Districts, both local, statewide, and encourage my fellow directors to continue to fulfill their oath of office accordingly. Jim Thompson, Chairman.
Well done.
Thank you. That was B. One thing before I leave, new directors, and even old ones, be sure and read the manual. Patrick, it's been a while since you've been on the board, like 4 years, a lot has changed. So please read your manual, and your W-4s are on file. All right.
I'm up to date.
General Manager at the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, congratulations, everyone that got reelected, and obviously our new directors, Director Davidson, Director Bonnet. We appreciate you serving. A couple housekeeping items. We will be conducting a new director orientation probably the last week of January, first week of February, so we'll get a hold of each one of you to see what works best in your schedule. If another director would like to attend, let me know. But if we have a quorum of directors, we have to advertise, so... I know Chairman Thompson likes to attend, so if we keep it under six, then we don't have to do that. Also, pictures. So obviously during the COVID issue, we typically gather this day for a photo that you see out in the lobby of all directors. Jennifer will be sending you an email to make arrangements for pictures. So it may be you will get an individual picture, and then we'll Photoshop you into a desert scene or something, whatever we may find. So, but beware, keep a lookout for an email from us, from staff, and I'll make sure that everybody responds so we get that taken care of. The information education highlights are attached, or you can read those. Personnel miscellaneous items, so we've had quite a bit of activity, personnel. Pat McAvoy, our assistant O&M superintendent since 2012, retired on January 6th. We thank, obviously, Pat's commitment and hard work for the district during that time, and hopefully he has a wonderful retirement. Ryan Trapp, former heavy equipment operator, will be promoted to his position as a new O&M assistant superintendent. And so we are in the process of advertising for a new or a heavy equipment operator to fill Ryan's position. Zach Nelson informed the board on Tuesday of his intent to leave the district. He is pursuing his passions and building houses and things like that. So he decided to do that full time, and we'll miss him. Zach has done a tremendous job with the rural water systems. Before he got here, they were struggling financially, a lot of other issues, and Zach's really turned that around. They're all very solid districts now, and so we hope that continues. And so we're in the process of hiring. In fact, we did Justin Novak, who was here earlier. He identified himself, and he's still here. He's waving. and he can come up again and identify himself if you want. But he will be the new program manager for the rural water system. So we welcome him. Well, he's been here for 16 years, but we welcome him in the new position. He'll do a fantastic job as well. So
will he do as good as Zach?
We hope so. I think he will. So.
There's a goal for you, Justin.
So he will start that position Monday, Tuesday, with the holiday on Monday. So, we sent a letter to Governor Ricketts and the Ag Committee in support of the Nebraska Healthy Soils Task Force. That's the increased awareness and impacts of the five soil health initiatives. As identifying the opportunities among the state NRDs and other organizations. You can review that online if you want to read that in more detail. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership met on December 3rd, and those minutes are attached. The meeting was held on Thursday, January 7th for the final meeting. So if you have any questions, let me know. New directors, anytime you need to reach out, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. It doesn't matter, morning, night, evening, weekends, it's anytime you want. So,
In your future things, coming up February 3rd, it says United States Army Corps of Engineers Papillion Creek and Tributary Lakes General Reevaluation Report, virtual meeting and so forth. Can you tell me, is that what we've gone to UNO about?
Yeah, that will...
That's their report coming out?
Right,
now?
But that will be, it'll be virtual. Because they won't have an in-person.
I understand that, but there's...
Yeah, but that is the final draft presentation.
And can you be certain to get us the information of how to log on to that?
Yeah, we will, and we'll make sure everybody has it, and then it'll be posted on our webpage as well as the cores, and we'll make sure everybody gets of how to do that.
So. Okay, and then one other question. January 21st, the Hazard Mitigation Plan virtual open house, is that regarding what we just talked about or something different?
I think that's what we just...
Plan that all the entities are in,
okay,
like
so
a big plan
right.
with all the
various cities and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, it's the update every 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Amanda, for clarifying that. Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And informational items, in addition to, thank you, Ted, for highlighting those. But February 4th, the ad hoc interviews, y'all are welcome to attend that. Even if you're not on the committee, to get a good idea. You'll be voting eventually for the person, the firm that we select. Let me turn the page to item B. Next meeting here will be February 11th. And item 18, we are adjourned.